see how this works. I've not seen it from this side.
Okay.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have the clerk call the roll.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Srilik.
Here.
Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, May 3rd.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes.
I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $3,207.06. Economic Development, $259.84. Police, $3,199.93. Fire, $26,244.80. Street, $2,288.74. Park, $7,815.87. Public Health and Safety, $140.39. Garbage, $50.77. Cemetery, $9,394.83. Water Operations, $36,771.59. Sewer Operations, $1,111.36. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $516,433.08.
A motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes.
Mr. Kreidler, you want to come forward? How are you this evening, sir?
Oh, it's another fun night. It's a lot cooler here than it is outside, I tell you. Or in the factory where I usually layer at. These here are for the second part of what I'm going to
okay.
With you guys for work. This way you guys can actually know what I'm talking about. Some of you guys probably already know the building I'm talking about. Still got to say my name, address, and all that, or?
No, we know where you live.
Bob. Oh, yeah. I'm a better or worse, I'm a celebrity, I guess. Now we've had a big push lately to make the town look nice and all that. I got one of these here on my door. Got a little bit of a debate as to what went on with it. Had some interactions, one good, one not so good, with some officers of the city of Clinton there, and then Chief Flowers called me up, and we got everything cleared up on that, cleared the water on that. They had a little confusion as to who was supposed to issue what tickets, what warnings, and all that. Sounds like he's already on it. They had a couple meetings, so I'd like to thank Chief Flowers for being on top of that and really helping me out with that. That was greatly appreciated. He was really on board and right there on the front of that, taking care of that for us. So I don't think we'll probably have any trouble with that again. I hope not. It did spur some stuff, though. Some of the code enforcement officer, I think his hours changed here. We got on these letters, on these papers here, 10 to 4. He's been working 9 to 3 or whatever. If you want to get a hold of this guy and you work day shift, that's hard to do. Because I know I tried to call him and several times, tried to come up here, and he's a hard guy to catch. Just working 9 to 3, because most of us work I'm working 5 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. That's hard to get back in town, and especially Decatur. So having somebody here that we can talk to later in the afternoon, at least one or two days a week, is really good if you're trying to work with people on getting this stuff cleared up. I mean, I don't know if he doesn't get very many or not, but boy, just having that extra hour or two there, it really makes a difference to get stuff cleared up and clarified. And I know it's in your ordinance here. You guys are having 7 days to clear this up, and then it says on here, minimum fine of $100 each day in each offense. Is there any way we can move that out to 10 days instead of 7? And I put it like this. Whenever you go on a vacation, you frequently leave on a Saturday, Sunday. You come down and they knock on your door on a Monday. They drop their ordinance violation off. They drop your little thing off, 7 days to fix this. Well, you come back into town Saturday, maybe Sunday. You got maybe 12 hours. From the time you get this on a Sunday evening, you catch it, or if you have somebody else getting your mail or something, you may not even know about this until that Monday morning, and it's too late. And then you guys are putting on here $100 each day in each offense, and that's the exact wording on this. That's not a thing. And that's your general penalty here in 141 on your city code here, that it's $100. I just think maybe 10 days would give people enough time to get some stuff clarified. You guys don't, we don't have to take that next step. I understand that, you know, you're putting this in here, well, you don't have to, but you get an overzealous person, they're going to start saying, ringing that cash register for the city and start ringing up a nice bill on the back of the people. $100 a day, that gets expensive pretty quick. That gets pretty excessive, I would think. And sometimes they know about the problem, sometimes may not know about the problems that are going on at their house, and that's kind of the point of this, because you're trying to work with the people. But when they come back from a trip and they just got this on their door, you guys ain't trying to work with them. That's 7 days. They got no time to fix it. Especially when you've been trying to get a hold of the guy and you have trouble getting a hold of him because he's only here 3 days a week. It's pretty difficult. So I don't like to complain unless I had some sort of a solution. I was giving Johnny some grief about that there before, because you get a lot of people come in and complain, don't have a solution to a problem. So always try to give some sort of an idea of how to fix it. Now,
oh, sorry.
You're fine. That, them pictures there. You guys probably recognize that building. That building's down there. I believe it's 418 West South Street. That is the metal shed that the hospital has. They built that little shanty onto the north side of there. Did some research on that. I watched them because I live right across the street from there. The maintenance guys built that thing in a weekend. Now, if I want to build something like that, I got to have a permit. I come up and I checked. You know how many permits were issued for that building? Not a one. So is the hospital above the rules? They don't have to have a permit to build onto that thing? And it's anchored into the ground. That's what that one picture's showing. They're showing that 4x4 that's drove in the ground and where it's anchored on there. This thing looks like a deck that somebody just put some sides on. And then them last two pictures there, that's not one, that's not two, that's not three. That's four yellow extension cords running the power for that building. Who on earth thought that that was going to be a safe idea to run on a building, especially a hospital-owned building that the taxpayers are responsible for, that we were bringing the public into, because that was the building they were using for COVID testing after they took the tent down. Running it off of drop cords. If I did that, you guys would, I'd have a mountain of these things. Now, them maintenance guys, I'm sure they're good at their jobs, but if we're going to have a con, and I'm not a legal genius, I'm not up on it all, but ain't this supposed to be bid? If we're going to be building onto that stuff, we're supposed to be spending that money And we got certified people working on that to make sure we're not running these buildings off of drop cords, and we got the proper spacing on the floor joists and the ADA compliance, doorways the right width and all that, because I don't know. And I imagine not very many other people know. And that building's been there, they opened that thing up December 1st, 2020. Now, I understand that was middle of a pandemic and we were all scrambling to keep up, but that thing's been over there for, I mean, we're pushing 500 plus days. We've had time to get that thing straightened up and all that. It's embarrassing. And if we're going to worry about the city looking nice and all that, I think we probably ought to be worrying about a possible fire hazard there running off of four drop cords. And you guys don't believe me, I got the pictures there. Drive on down the street and take a look at it. It blew my mind there running that building off of that. Absolutely flabbergasted there doing it. And this ain't the only thing that we've been going on at that hospital. We've been, you guys been discussing about these side-by-sides in town. People were wanting to start running them. That hospital's been running that side-by-side up and down. I've watched them run that thing right down Grant Street, which is a state highway going through town. I've watched them run that thing right down that street. They don't stop them. Why does this regular citizen have to stop? Hospital can do it. They can run that side-by-side anywhere. You're only supposed to be running the golf carts. You guys were very specific about that you didn't want to be doing those side-by-sides. Doesn't stop them. I got videos of them from last night running that side-by-side. And they can't be saying, well, we're just taking it from property to property, because you got White Street in the middle of them between the two properties. Somehow, they're getting that thing over them streets. They're not supposed to be on the streets, but yet, they can do it. They got that John Deere tractor. You know how they get their bales of cardboard out to the HRC? They pick them up one at a time with the bucket on that tractor and take them out there one at a time, running 6-8 hours a day doing that. With diesel prices the way they are? Come on. And they put a, you know, you got the orange triangle on there, but, man, I can't help but think that's not a very bright idea either. We're going to tie up a guy doing that all day, running back and forth. That's pretty shady, too. I'm sure we got a better way to haul bales of cardboard out there to HRC. And I got all kinds of people telling me that stuff. Then you guys were talking about the brush, the size of the brush pickups. And I live across the street in the hospital. I've seen piles of brush the size of a double axle trailer that I've got. That big, piled up there, piled up 3-4 foot high. Pick him up all the time. I put him right in front of my pickup, can't hardly move to get out of there sometimes. Yeah, you know, they're just a bad neighbor. But whenever we're reminding the normal citizens that there's a set size, which is 4 foot by 8 foot, no more than 2 or 3 foot tall, I think it is, and they've got one, you know, 16, 18 foot big, and the city just picks that up, doesn't bat an eye about it. So I think we need to clean up our own house a little bit there before we start hammering on the people there. Take care of our own things there, because we're taxpayers. That hospital is partially owned by the taxpayers to get some of their budget from us, and we're ultimately responsible for that. We should be taking pride in how well they abide by the laws and set the example for everybody in the community. That's all I got. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody else want to approach the council?
Seth Reddington, I live here in town. I did meet with Clint last week on a rain day. We went over the convoluted haunted house payroll. I never did really get an answer to my question of how somebody, I would call it adding time, padding time, because if you only work so many hours, how can you double it? Is that in the fireman's scope, you know, of wages? I never did really get an answer, but I fully requested back in November.
Part of that was to cover benefits. That's why the police department, when they did it, they got the double time, because it's to cover the basic salary plus most of theirs was a time and a half, and then the balance of it was to cover things like insurance, Social Security, Medicare, things like that.
But didn't those employees get paid that hourly rate?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
They got, if they were eligible for time and a half, they got time and a half.
Okay.
But they don't get paid Social Security. That goes to Social Security.
I'm talking about hours. So
they got paid those hours.
You say that if they worked 2 hours, they got paid four.
They got,
if they worked 4 hours, they wrote down eight. That's what it shows.
That's not doubled. They didn't get paid. And Clint can correct me if I'm wrong.
So with that being said, Tom, I pulled Commissioner Ballinger's payroll for September.
Now you're going apples to oranges. We're talking about the haunted house.
Exactly. October. Let me correct that. October. And it shows pay 4 hours every day.
Right.
So if he only worked two and wrote down four and got paid four.
Once again, I'm going to have to defer to Clint to explain that.
So anyhow.
You went over that with Clint. You ought to understand it.
Boy,
because he's told me that you worked. You understood it.
To me, it doesn't make sense.
Well, that's funny, because when you talked to Clint, he said that you said you understood it.
I listened to him talk. I listened to what he said.
Well, then if you have a question, then ask him at the time.
Didn't mean I agreed with it.
Okay, well, then why didn't you ask a question to get it cleared up?
I asked all the questions I thought I needed to, Tom.
Okay, well, it didn't evidently wasn't sufficient.
So let's talk about the Apple and Pork Festival. I did get these papers that I asked for in November. Clint was nice enough to give them to me. These sheets for all the calls, it's got the date, the address, and everything on those. That shows who was there. I talked to some firemen and some past firemen, several, and they all say that in order to collect pay, you have to come to the firehouse and sign this. That's a record showing that you were there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's five of them on Saturday of the Apple and Pork Festival on 9/25. This got DB, Commissioner Ballinger's initials on it. Why would you put your initials on this paperwork?
Somebody must have done it, because he did the trams.
What's the policy? In order to sign this, don't you have to sign it? Nobody else can?
Now, the other thing is,
there's no.
Now, let me stop you. He found out he got paid in error, because he worked for the tram group and not for the fire department. Once he found out that he got paid by the city for that, he refunded everything for that.
All I'm saying.
So it's a moot point.
These initials, there's no signing on here. If somebody initials somebody else's name, they say that they did it, and it's noted somewhere. All I'm saying is these records are pretty fishy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, the fire department's been in existence over 100 years, and it seems to have worked.
Well, I'll tell you, everything you look at, you don't add up.
Now,
let's talk.
As far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. Apple and Pork is done. He got the pay in error. He repaid it.
I've never seen.
So it's done.
Where he got paid back. Paid it back to the city. I've never seen that documentation.
Did you ask for it?
Shouldn't have to, but I will. I asked for this kind of stuff back in November.
But you know, the thing of it is, how do we know that you want to see it if you don't ask for it?
Tom, I've asked for so much and hardly get it.
And you, oh, now, you've gotten a lot of stuff.
Piecemeal.
And you have given us copies that thick.
Absolutely.
Of what you received.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what I'm proving here, what I'm getting at is it signing? Just like the gas record on October 17th, you signed that fuel to a city fire vehicle. Where'd the fuel go?
Well, we know it went to his truck on one occasion.
But when you stand there at that electronic device and alter it to say something else that it did, is that fraud?
I don't know what was altered, or how can you prove anything was altered unless you have a picture of it being done.
Look at the police report. Police report says it all. That's why I had it made.
And the police report said there was no problem with it. There's no criminal activity.
Did the police officer look at that document from the county?
Yes.
Really?
There was a police chief.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at the documentation.
Okay. All I'm saying is you guys got policies and procedures, and that they ain't getting followed.
There's some places we need to spruce up.
Absolutely. Now, just give you a heads up. I'll come in here next time and talk to you about the Farnsworth report, because that's on city property. Kind of piggyback off the gentleman that was ahead of me.
Farnsworth report?
Yes, over there at the fire training facility. Have you read that?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No.
You should. Every one of you should. I've been in the construction industry 30 years. It don't take somebody very smart to figure out. You got lots of problems. Especially somewhere where you're going to burn stuff. There's a lot of problems. And here's the other thing. I've mowed Jemima Lane since 1985. I've paid for the fuel out of my pocket. Never once asked the city to contribute. Kenny, I've had that conversation with you. You told me I own that property. I don't.
I told you what, you own what property? I don't think I've ever told you you own any property.
Lane, I said, how come there's not a street there? I've mowed that street over 30 years.
I don't remember speaking about that stuff. I really seriously don't.
So anyways, we're going to have a conversation about that. It doesn't seem like you can get anything done in this town. At all. But there's a lot of fishy stuff going on. And if it wasn't fishy, things wouldn't change. Like you having a gas card.
I don't have a gas card.
I was talking to Commissioner Ballinger.
He doesn't have a gas card.
He did.
He did.
Thank you.
Sorry to hear about your dad.
He'll live.
Yeah. Well, I was talking, I might say to Robert, you do not have to have building permits for city departments. The city does not issue itself a building permit.
Can I ask you a question, Tom?
Yeah.
If the city does not have to have building permits, that fire training facility, I got all the paperwork from Attorney Steve Myers back in 2018 that says the city has no acknowledgement of that. It's not a city project, period.
It's on city property is the only involvement we have in it.
Okay, so why didn't that department have a building permit to build that? I did FOIA request that.
Yeah.
If they're not required, how come people that have Cook's buildings and portable sheds are required? If, lead by example.
Yeah, that's they are a separate not-for-profit corporation.
It shouldn't matter. If the Eagles builds, they have to have a permit.
Yes.
They're not-for-profit.
Yes.
The American Legion builds, they have to have a permit. They're not-for-profit, correct?
You're correct.
So what's the difference?
No difference.
Thank you.
We'll move on down to public affairs. We've got a lady leaving the hospital board. Next meeting, we'll bring up a candidate for to replace Mrs. Miles. She's been on the board for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and she's giving it up next month. So we're going to try and get a name submitted for next meeting.
Appreciate your service.
Yep. Yesterday evening, the power plant had a community showing of their power plant, the simulator, and had some stuff for the children to look through the nuclear part of it, dress some of the kids up in the suits and stuff for work clothes, and looked like they had a good time there. They had quite a few people coming in and out from 4 to 7 yesterday, so just a little PR, and I talked to one of the gentlemen and told him the city appreciated everything they do for our community also, along with the jobs. So good to have them in the community. Public improvement.
I just got a couple things. Of course, the citywide cleanup's going on. It is now to the end of June. And just remind everybody, let me check your, we have a Saturday in June coming up where you can take stuff out from 6 to 3 o'clock. All you need to do is come up here and get a voucher. And also, the recycle, electronic recycle, is on Saturday, June the 4th from 9 to 1 over in the parking lot over here by Sorrento's. Also, this week, the guys are out picking up brush. Just need to remind people, we need to have stuff out by Monday. You guys have come through already in quite a few of the sections. And as soon as we pick it up, come on back, like back later, hour or two later, people got stuff out again.
Hmm.
We won't be going back. We got too much other stuff we got to get done. So that's part of the ordinance. So we just ask people to get it out. And also, been noticing a lot of people mowing their yards and blowing the grass in the street. Now, there is an ordinance on that one, too. We ask please not to do that because it blows and gets in the drains, clogs it up. So, also, as you can see, they're setting up for May Day, so remind people there's going to be some streets shut off for that. The square will be shut off, if I remember, Thursday night, isn't it, Ben?
The square itself closes at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon, okay.
And all vehicles, I mean, we ask all vehicles to be removed so that we don't have to remove them. But 3 o'clock on Friday is the square closure and the removal of vehicles on the square and the 100 blocks.
Okay, thank you. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Public property.
I'm real easy today. I don't have anything tonight.
Okay. Health and safety.
Like Kenny said, May Days is popping open this weekend. Should be a lot of little kids running around, so keep an eye on that. Also, Downey Park has been opened up. It's just loaded with little kids. Parents down there, I mean, they're really using it, so we still have more work to do on it, but it's came a long ways. A lot of nice compliments. So Ben,
I don't really have anything. Just to reiterate about May Days, obviously there were some street closures as of today here, the 100 block of East Washington and the two municipal lots there. Just to remind the 18 golf cart permit holders that we do have in town, those street closures do apply to golf carts also. So when it comes time for the square closures, I mean, the golf carts are applicable to vehicular traffic, and so that will be closed to them as well, with exception of the carnival operation does utilize a golf cart for their own use, which we will permit, as well as ours, which will be limited as well in that area. But for the general public, that is closed to all motoring traffic.
And the hour changes did go into effect already, right?
I'm so sorry?
The hours on the 10 o'clock schedule go into effect now, or is that?
No. My understanding is that the council has agreed to that
that's
extension,
right,
of
that.
Hours. We are waiting on.
That's right, I forgot about that.
An amended ordinance for,
right,
you to vote on. but ultimately, we understand that you've agreed to that.
Is that good, Steve, going that route?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I couldn't remember we passed. I had some people ask me the other day, so when it took effect.
That's all I have.
Okay. Council Finance?
Sales tax. Got a little different report this time. We broke even. We've caught up with now with the sales tax from internet sales. That started a year ago. So, therefore, we're probably going to stay the same for a while. And any increase we see will probably be a result of local sales. So, that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. You have a motion for the audit.
Motion to approve the engagement letter from Floyd and Associates CPAs for $33,500 for the financial audit fiscal year 22 and $4,300 for the single audit.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on it? If not, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Next is the motion for the annual audit of the TIF funds.
Motion to approve the engagement letter from Floyd and Associates CPAs for $2,500 for the annual audit TIF funds fiscal year 22.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. Discussion on it. Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Next is the motion for the Emergency Management Agency Agreement.
Motion to approve an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Clinton and DeWitt County Emergency Management Agency, EMA, for $15,000, which will be paid in four quarterly installments of $3,750.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made. Second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Next is the motion for the lease of the municipal-owned real estate property, the Farm Land.
Motion to approve ordinance number 1550, ordinance authorizing a lease of a municipal-owned real property, farmland, to Brandon Hauser.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Next is the design engineering agreement for South Madison Street and section of East Washington Street with Cummings Engineering.
Motion to approve the design engineering agreement for South Madison Street and a section of East Washington Street from Cummins Engineering Corporation in the amount of $78,088.04.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? You want to give us a little update on that? Steve, you still with us?
He's on.
He's gone?
No, he's on.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I just had to unmute.
Okay.
Tell us. That amounts to is we're looking at doing Madison Street from Main Street down to the highway, and essentially that is much like the Center Street project, because anytime we do a project with a curb and gutter street like that, we have to comply with all the ADA issues. So it won't be an inexpensive project, but it's a needed project. The pavement on Madison Street's not very good shape, and anytime we do these, we need to come into compliance. So that's it. And we're also adding the Washington Street section. Currently, we're looking at doing from Quincy Street over to Grant. And the reason that we're holding off on doing Quincy towards the square is, it's my understanding there's a water main project. John might even be able to talk a little bit about it. But we may have to get that water main replaced before we even get to the tower, just because of funding cycles and whatnot. So we didn't want to... We don't want to renew a street and then come right in the following year and demolish it again. So that's why we're holding off on doing the section from Quincy east. But it's also on the radar. And as soon as we get the water main project completed, we'll be doing that and catching part of Quincy as well. But for right now, this is just Madison from Maine to Van Buren, and it would be Washington Street from Quincy over to Grant Street.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Anybody else got any questions for Steve? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes. That's all of our meeting tonight. We're going to go into closed session. There'll be no activity afterwards.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes.
So to adjourn regular meeting.
I'd make that motion.
Second. Call the roll.
You guys got long names. Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
There we go. All right.
Good night.
Night,
Ben.
Good night. Night, Ben.
Go practice your pickleball skills.